So, TH. So I guess the first things we humans need to realize, if we haven't already, is that our answer to the big questions, and the biggest of them all being, who am I? It's the most important one. More important even for our lives and well-being than the question how to get some more money or whatever. Well, I guess someone would answer that it's easy for you to say, living in the privileged part of the world, having time to sit and ponder the lofty mysteries of the universe. For us others, we need to make ends meet every day. Who has time for that? Well, the funny thing is that of the people I met in my life, the poor people were sometimes more. Concerned about that question. And sometimes have more wisdom to answer it too. And I would even go so far as to say that our understanding of ourselves who we really are, what we really need to be happy and for our lives to be just as satisfying as we expect them to be and want them to be, this question is decisive, because it really has to do with what path you choose to look for the happiness and satisfaction in your life. and what people we seek the company of, and so on. But really, it's not a big time-consuming or expensive thing here. Let's try to put it in a short and neatly packaged YouTube format. Okay, let's turn to India and there. Traditional ways of life and their philosophy. Where we, the you and me in here, we're behind here looking out through these senses of this body that we carry for a little while. You know, we, the conscious, thinking, feeling, willing, living persons there within, you are one, and I am one, right? We first of all exist, we're not just some illusion. Some AI robots just appearing to be conscious and alive, but we are for real. Call us the soul within, or I think even better, the Atma, that the Indians call it, the self, us, the conscious observer, as the quantum physicists call us. We are here, right? Now, who are we then really, and what is our ultimate nature and existence? Before we were born here, and after we leave from here, and now also, deep within, irrespective of this, what's going on in this surface world, well, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha. Well, okay, take that or some other verse, I don't know. Another Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. That we are always existing. Conscious beings, and we are happy, ananda. So you see, it's our very nature to be happy. Now think about this for a moment. You and I are walking around on the surface of a planet, and I think it's fair to say we're looking for happiness. Well, that in itself tells a lot, gives a clue, because if there's something that you always tend to look for, as if it was there and you just have to find it, then chances are that that thing exists and is part of your nature, right? So here we are. Now we look here, we look there. And it comes, it goes. Some get it, some not, some more, some less. Some get the opposite, misery, suffering, and generally it's a bit like riding the waves on the ocean, sometimes up, sometimes down, and we all know that too. But now just think of it. If that happiness, and we're just using a little bit of logic here, if that happiness is there in us, constitutionally, as part of our very existence, then all we need to do is to find it there in us, because it seems it's not found by many, because we're looking outside instead. Or we maybe even forgot to look inside at all. So then you got these words of wisdom from ancient classics like the Bhagavad Gita, telling us that it's easy and everyone can do it. It has nothing to do even with our material circumstances, whether you are a billionaire right now, sitting in the midst of bottomless, topless luxury, or you're living in a cardboard box. In a ghetto somewhere. Because the secret is says the Bhagavad Gita that we are not these bodies, and we are never really touched by this. Existence here in the world of the senses. We just got so drawn into it as may happen with a movie, for instance, that we are laughing and screaming and even at some point forgot our real selves. But when we do remember again, do reconnect again, like the yogi, yoga means connection. And that other real world comes alive again. We come alive and this material world is looking more like a playground or a confinement of some sort, who knows? Okay, now there's a lot of wind. I just wonder if this windscreen can handle this, then it's pretty good. Right from the front. Right through my trousers, cold, bloody wind. Anyway, now admit whether you are materialist or spiritualist or whatever you call yourself, but this way of looking at yourself and the world is pretty nice. And if it is indeed true and correct, then it's really nice. Really, really nice. Oh gosh, we are happy. We just have dreamt away here in some little nightmare. And life is just eternal fun. Wow. And I know the others over there who learned their science classes that no, it's all ultimately just emptiness and death, and this what we call life is just a flash in eternity, an illusion. When nothing means anything at all. And happiness, well, try survival instead of the fittest, and welcome back to reality. You know, that's their reality that they are so convinced of, some people. And then convince each other and all of us, because that's their job, because they are scientists getting paid for that. And we believe the scientists, don't we? Because that's what we were trained to, by the scientists. So it's a great conspiracy. But really, think about all this. It's big, it's important, it's about life and death, the whole thing. Okay.